AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Another funeral is set for today for DePayne Middleton Doctor, one of the nine people killed in the shooting inside Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. Yesterday, the Reverend Jesse Jackson spoke at the funerals for Susie Jackson and her nephew, Tywanza Sanders. The longtime civil rights leader talking about how the tragedy is leading to a new light.
Light. Hope and new possibilities. Been trying to get the flag down for a lot of years. Many marchings, many protests. But somehow there's power in the blood.
In Montgomery, Alabama, hundreds of people rally at the state capitol demanding that the Confederate battle flag fly again over a memorial on the Capitol grounds. Organizer Mike Williams says his heritage is being threatened.
We wanted this to be an event for all groups, all Southerners, to express what has went on this week with the flag of Alabama, the Confederate flag, and all the other flags of the Confederacy coming down.
Last week, Alabama Governor Robert Bentley ordered all those flags taken down from the memorial. A predominantly black church in South Carolina is the third to have a fire recently. Local, state, and federal investigators are looking into the cause of the blaze on Friday that destroyed the Glover Grove Missionary Baptist Church in the small town of Warrenville. The earlier fires in North Carolina and Georgia have been ruled as arson. A 64-year-old man, a bystander, has been wounded in a shooting during a gay pride event at the San Francisco Civic Center. A crowd scattering after four shots were fired during an argument between several young men. Police officer Carlos Manfredi.
He was only struck in the arm. He is in stable condition. He will make a full recovery.
Police say a concert was ending around the time of the shooting, which had no connection to that actual event. This is AP Radio News. A 17-year-old boy hospitalized after being bitten by a shark in the waters off the Outer Banks of North Carolina. AP Skip Foreman reports there's been a series of shark attacks this month in that state.
North Carolina has had six shark attacks in the past 2 weeks. Among them, two young children were attacked in the town of Oak Island less than 2 hours apart, and in each instance, the youngster lost a limb because of the attack.
Rescue personnel, park rangers say the teen had several injuries, including to his right calf and both hands. The Greek parliament has approved a motion to hold a July 5th referendum on fellow Eurozone member proposals for economic reform inside Greece in exchange for more loans. Other Euro nations are stunned by the prime minister's plan, which leaves Greece edging closer to default and out of that common currency. The current bailout ends on Tuesday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.